United Airlines' bankruptcy filing yesterday was the industry's largest. Many airliners have filed for bankruptcy in recent years. Some of them, including Continental and America West, are still flying. But United's status as the second largest airline makes its bankruptcy unique. With nearly $23 million in assets, it's 2.5 times bigger than the second largest airline bankruptcy, U.S. Airways. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based magazine for airline executives, and he's covered the airline industry since 1982. Good morning.
Good morning.
How might a large airliner like United be restructured under bankruptcy?
I think the way a large airline restructures is to become a smaller airline. United's going to have to get real focused on what it does. Right now, United's glory, its strength, and also its weakness is that it can be all things to all travelers. On the side of the airplane, you'll see a little sign saying worldwide service. They go everywhere. They provide all classes of service. They've got your old-fashioned, traditional three-class airplane, you know, first class, business class, peasant class. We're going to see some of that go away. We're certainly, I think, going to see some of the larger airplanes, the 747s, of which United has been the largest operator, largest U.S. operator, probably going to see some of those parked in the desert. Some of the other large wide bodies probably get parked in the desert, which is airline slang for return to the leaser or simply stored until you can find someone else to take them. And you'll see fewer flights on some of the trunk routes. Right now, if you want to go to Chicago from, say, Washington or New York, you know that there's basically a flight every hour. Sure, you're going to have a 7 a.m. and an 8 a.m. and a 9 a.m., but between 9 and noon, maybe there won't be one every hour. Maybe it would just be cut down to one at 10.
So maybe that'll make United competitive with somebody like Southwest?
United will never be fully competitive with someone like Southwest. What we hope is that United will be competitive with its own cost structure.
What kind of discretion can a judge have on United's restructuring?
Judge has enormous discretion. If the judge is considered pro-creditor, the judge can be very sympathetic to pleas to break up the airline, pleas not to cut deals, not to lower costs, not to lower wages. On the other hand, if the judge truly believes that the estate, that the airline can restructure successfully, he can force parties to negotiate until the state gets the kind of deals it wants and saves the kind of money it wants.
That airlines come out of bankruptcy better than they went in.
Yeah, but that's not a function of bankruptcy. A lot of people say, gee, well, bankruptcy must be good. Look at Continental.
Yeah, let's all do it.
Yeah, Continental was a bad airline before. It's a good airline now. That's not because of bankruptcy. Bankruptcy helped, but that's because of good management. America West was a lousy airline. It's doing a lot of interesting things right now. Again, that's not because of bankruptcy. That's because of management decisions.
What kind of effect could a post-bankrupt United have on American and Delta?
If United's able to get its costs down, particularly its leasing costs and its labor costs, it will do an enormous achievement for the entire industry. Everyone in the industry knows that they have to get their costs down. If United, which has been the accelerator in raising wages, can again become the pace setter and lower wages throughout the industry, it can help save the industry. And if United takes enough capacity out of the system, it can help everyone return to the equilibrium of supply and demand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.